The Braisa of Kinyan HaTorah teaches that amongst the different Kinyanim to acquire Torah, you have to have B'mikra, B'mishnah. Translated, you have to have fluency in Tanakh and a Mishnayis. And here the question is, we're talking about acquiring Torah. What does it mean to acquire Torah by learning Torah? Isn't that exactly what we're trying to accomplish? Aren't we trying to acquire Mikra and Mishnah? How does one acquire Torah by studying Mikra and Mishnah? Perhaps for that reason, in his commentary with Matisyahu, Ben Rav Moshe HaYitzhari from the 1400s has a slightly different understanding of these words in the Mishnah. In fact, he says that this is read as one sentence, going back a word, B'yishuv B'mikra B'mishnah. Instead of three different kinyanim here, there's one kinyan. What is this kinyan? It's going back and finding what you're learning in its original source, in a pasuk, in a mishnah. Meaning a part of acquiring Torah when you learn a Gemara, when you learn Halacha, is understanding how it relates back to the Mishnah, and even more, how it relates back to the Psukim. That's a way of being Kona Torah. However, perhaps one can explain, in the classic sense, that Mikra and Mishnah are referring to just understanding and knowing Tanakh and Mishnayis. Many of us jump, and we jump to Gemara. But the Mishnah teaches, like it does, you know, earlier in Maseches Avos, that to properly understand Gemara, Talmud, the full breadth of Torah and its depth, you first have to go in stages. You have to master Tanakh, you have to master Mishnayis. And that's the Mishnah earlier in Avos. And that's an acquisition of Talmud Torah. Being fluent in Mishnayis, being fluent in Tanakh, helps incredibly in understanding the depths of Torah. I'll just close with an idea that I believe is also important, may not be important in being Kona Torah, but is certainly important in terms of learning Torah. And that is the way we learn Psukim, the way we learn Mishnayis. We learn Psukim, take a card from Shnayim Mikra Vechatargam, to go over it, go over it again. Mishnayis, to go over it and go over it again. To the point where I would say that a person should have Mishnayis and Psukim at his fingertips. Mishnah, Balpeh, Mishnayis, Balpeh, something that's really important in one's learning. To commit to memory, to learn Mishnayis, to know Psukim, is something that is invaluable in a person's learning. And with that, a person can really be Kohen Torah.